There is a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaMikdash, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, writes that V'chein Hadalachas Neiros K'sherim Bizarim, that a non-Kohen is permitted to light the menorah, because Hadalacha Lava Vodihi. And the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, and it says, Daber al Aron v'amarte lav. The pasuk seems to say the Kohen must light the menorah. Well, it's true that the Ravid would agree that b'di'eved, the lighting of his Zara is good, but l'chadchila, it seems to be a machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid, whether, according to the Rambam, even l'chadchila, a Zara could light, a non-Kohen could light the menorah. But according to the Ravid, l'chadchila should be from a Kohen. So what is in the Kudas HaMacholas? What is the issue here between the Rambam and the Ravid on whether a non-Kohen can light the menorah, even l'chadchila? So the famous Rav Chaim, that he wants to explain pshat in this Macholkes. So there's another Macholkes Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ramban. In other words, when is the mitzvah to light the menorah? So the Ramban, Nechman, in these holds that every day they lit the menorah and then it went everyone out. In other words, it went out 5 minutes later, 5 hours later, 10 hours later, whenever it was. And the next day then, the next appropriate time, you'd light again. So this, you know, so every single day it seems to be there has to be a menorah lit in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam in Hilchas Taminim Musafim, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, says that the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash has to be always lit, a Tamin Mamish. The flames have to be continually burning, not just in the Avmarav, but every single flame. And therefore, if it would go out, so in theory, one would have to put it back on. So Rav Chaim says, what is the issue? What is this machlokas, the Ramban versus the Rambam? So the Ramban holds, there's a maisa mitzvah to kindle the light. That is the mitzvah. It's the light, the menorah. When do you light it? B'chol yom. The Rambam, on the other hand, understands the mitzvah isn't the maisa mitzvah, but it's the totzah. The mitzvah is the outcome of the lighting. That there has to be light in the Beis HaMikdash Tamid. So therefore, the Ramban holds is the maisa hadlakon is the mitzvah, and the Rambam holds the mitzvah is the totzah. So with this, Rav Chaim explains, now we understand, according to the Rambam, who holds that the lighting menorah is only, it's the totzah, not the maisa mitzvah. Even a czar can do it. But according to the Ramban, that it's the maisa mitzvah, that's the shitas haravid. So that's the machlokas regarding hadlakas neiros v'mikdash. It also seems to be a machlokas regarding hadlakas neiros Shabbos. Tosis brings two dais about if you have a light lit from before Shabbos, do I have to relight it now? So he quotes one shita that no, you don't have to relight it. And the other opinion says, no, you got to blow it out and light it. And the issue seems to be the same thing here. By Hadlakas Neir Shabbos, if the mitzvah is the Mais Hadlaka, you'd have to blow it out and light it, which seems to be the Psak of Tosus and the Ramah. But according to the first opinion in Tosus, it seems to be Tetzosah. As long as you have light, that's the important thing. And even though we seem to go with Mais Hadlaka, but B'Shas HaChag we seem to go with that you don't need the Mais Hadlaka, because if we assume that if you forgot to light and it's been Hashmasa, you could get a guy to light the Shabbos candles. And I think the Magen Avraham says you can even make a bracha. So either way, so that's the issue, whether it's the Mais Hadlaka or not only regarding the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, but the laws of Shabbos as well. And that's the issue as well regarding electric lights. So most poskim assume that Bizman Hazeh, that incandescent light bulbs are considered aish, And therefore, one is permitted to light candles with electric and even make a bracha. We are generally assuming fluorescent, LED, and all the other ones are only, I mean, our Torah aren't considered ish, but they're only a din d'rabbanan. They're only a light d'rabbanan. So therefore, it's a question, what about using a fluorescent light? So many assume that you need a din of an ish, and therefore you need a din of an ish, and then you need an incandescent light bulb. However, Rav Abadi, I think, says B'shem Rav Aaron Cutler, and some have mentioned Rabbi Mordechai Wog as well, think that regarding Friday night candles, it's enough to use a fluorescent light, even make a bracha, because the purpose is illumination, it's shalom bayis. It's not necessary, you know, it gets into whether it's the Maisa Haduaka or not, but it could be the Maisa Haduaka, because, you know, then there's no... If it's the Maisa Haduaka, perhaps there's no... It doesn't have a damn age. But so, if it's very halachal mice, if someone's stuck in a hospital or in other places, in a hotel, and you only have a fluorescent light, so then one is permitted to be yotze even with the fluorescent. Now, regarding Havdalah, that's a different story. Everyone agrees you need an age. That was the famous mice, I think Rav Chaim Ozer in Europe used to make Havdalah over an incandescent light bulb to show. Because people mistakenly thought that maybe you could use electricity on Shabbos, so Yidavka made Havdalah over a light bulb to show that it was Aser. So this is the issue regarding the Machokas, the Rambam and Ravid, Rambam, and whether the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash is the Ma'is HaLaka, the Totsav, and perhaps we have 2 days in Tosis as well. And Halach L'Maisa, we assume electricity works for the mitzvah of Halak is near Shabbos, and according to some, even a fluorescent light will work, even one can make a bracha.